It's Mojo. It's Mojo. In the morning. Channel 955.
Time for a phone scam.
Yeah, Lindsay is going to have hand surgery upcoming soon, and her boyfriend wants us to call her and say that her medical HMO isn't going to pay for it. So I'm going to tell her she's faking her hand injury.
Okay. Phone scam, channel 955.
Now, another world-famous Mojo Joe in the morning. Phone scam.
Hello.
Hi, is Lindsay Glenn there, please?
Yes, that's me. Hello.
Hi, Lindsay. This is Art Volo from Cigna.
Yes.
I'm calling from the claims department of your HMO.
Right. Hello.
Hi. There's been a problem regarding your hand surgery and your claim for that.
Oh.
The you claimed it's a work-related injury?
It is a work-related injury.
Okay. Well, we're going to deny that claim.
Why?
And I'll give you the reason. We spoke to Dr.
Yeah.
And he thinks the claim is fake, that you faked the injury just to collect disability, so we can't pay for the surgery.
Wait a minute. Did you actually speak to Dr.
Yeah, he said maybe you were faking an injury just to collect disability.
Wait, do you realize the operation's already been done? My hand's been amputated. Do you realize that?
You actually spoke
to Dr.
Your hand's been amputated?
Yes. My hand has been amputated.
Can you hang on?
In August of 2001.
Oh, can you hang on for 1 second?
You couldn't possibly have spoken to him.
Okay, hang on for 1 second, ma'am. Just 1 second.
Yeah.
Her hand's been amputated.
Okay.
What do I do?
I don't know.
I think
you got to say something to her. Just.
What do you say?
Let me just get off the phone with her. What do I do?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It's not funny.
It's not funny to you. Mojo and I are cracking up.
No. But she knows.
I feel sorry for the lady, but you're
Guys,
screwed, dude.
I mean, if I tell, what do I do? Help me out. I mean, what do I say?
I don't. It's your thing, man.
Oh my God, I'm.
Just tell her it's a phone scam, and then we'll put the blame on him.
Okay. Hello, ma'am?
Who is this, by the way? I haven't gotten your name.
My name's Art Volo.
What is your name?
Do you know a man by the name of Nick Hartman?
Yes.
He.
Why, what's going on with him?
Well, he emailed us.
That's my ex-boyfriend.
He's who?
He's my ex-boyfriend. What's going on with him? What does he have to do with this?
He emailed a scam to us. It's a phone scam on the radio, and he asked us to give
is
you
a joke.
Well, he just asked
is
us to
sort of stupid joke.
Let me apologize for the call. He wrote a letter to us and asked us to play a joke on you, and obviously we didn't know.
You people are going to be so sorry.
I'm sorry.
Lawyer call you.
I apologize.
You realize that my right hand was amputated and I cannot work for the rest of my life.
He didn't
and
tell
do you
us
think
that.
That's funny. Tell me. You tell me. Do you think that's funny?
Can you hang on for 1 second?
Do you think that's a joke?
Ma'am, just hang on for 1 second. Just give me 1 second. I can explain.
Hey, Lindsay.
Yes.
Maybe we should tell him what's going on here.
Yes.
Don't even.
Spike, this is not Lindsay. This is actually our friend,
you've
Heather.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hello, nice to meet you. How are you?
Oh. And you've been phone scammed.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I can't even believe you.
There's,
oh, my God. My heart is beating. That's not even funny. You guys.
There's no insurance company. There's no Lindsay. And there's no amputated hand.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate you. Oh, my God. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It's derailed.
If you could just see the look on his face when you said, well, what's wrong with my hand? It's already been amputated.
Oh, my God. Dude, she was talking about lawyers and stuff.
I know.
Oh, my God. I had a heart attack.
Hey, Spike, you want us to give you a second to go change your underwear?
Home of the phone scams. This is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.